This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off tonight in Hungary, we've brought you stories all throughout the year. Very conservative government was elected in Hungary, and they have been progressively bringing in attacks and now laws against the LGBTI community. The latest one is an effective ban on same-sex adoption. Now, on the surface of it, it may not sound like something that is too surprising for a place like country, but there's a few hidden elements to the law that passed just this week. Prime Minister Viktor Orban has enacted many socially conservative policies this year and championed them as bastions of liberal ideologies. This week's passing in Parliament included a constitutional amendment declaring the mother is a woman, the father is a man, as the government doubles down on traditional definitions of family and also of marriage.
So what happens with single parents?
Well, they don't fit the traditional model of family. So, I don't think they're being particularly singled out. I mean, he's very much going along the, who's looking after the family, leave our children alone type messages. So, you know, these sorts of things aren't surprising that the LGBTI community is becoming a real scapegoat in Hungary at the moment. One of the results of these laws and these attacks has been that there has been an increase in the number of reports of harassment made by LGBTI people, whether they're official reports or just ones making it through to the international media. Many verbal attacks. We're certainly also seeing reports that there are some LGBTI members in Hungary who are actually looking to flee the country. Not good news at all.
No, seem to be taking after their neighbours, Poland, unfortunately.
What's happening in the UK, Paul?
Over in the UK, actually it's good news. So blood donation rules for gay and bisexual men are being relaxed across the UK in what the government has called a landmark change. The new criteria focuses on individual behaviours and it's lifting a blanket ban for any man who has had sex with a man within the last 3 months. So that means that men who have sex with men in a long-term relationship will now be able to donate blood at any time. These changes are expected to come in summer 2021. So all blood donors who have had one single sexual partner and who have been with that sexual partner for more than 3 months will be eligible to donate blood regardless of their gender, the gender of their partner, or the type of sex that they've had. Under the previous rules, all men who had sex with men had to abstain from sex for 3 months before they could donate.
So this is one of those carryovers from the early stages of the AIDS epidemic, which are finally being redressed by many countries. So it's certainly taking a look at blood donation through the lens of risk as opposed to gender or sexuality.
And this is actually looking at individual risk. So it's actually looking at the person and what their sexual behaviour is. So if the donor has had more than one sexual partner or has a new partner in the last 3 months, they can actually still donate blood as long as they've not had anal sex.
Good to see the UK kicking along there in changes to blood donation laws. Across in South Africa, I'm calling out a South African imam who is on a bit of a crusade, really, to change hearts and minds across the African continent. Imam Musin Hendricks, one of the first imams in the world to publicly come out as gay in 1998, has made it his mission to start conversations about LGBTI issues and Islam. He performed a group called the Inner Circle, which is a human rights organisation based in Cape Town, which helps Muslims who are queer to reconcile Islam with their sexuality and gender identity. He was worried, however, with COVID that his work would come to a halt. However, he's been able to actually expand his remit by taking to the online world, by engaging with Muslims right across Africa and trying to start these conversations. He says a lot of unlearning needs to be done, but it's amazing what imams can come up with. So he's really trying to tap into the network of imams to change hearts, minds, and hopefully also what they say when they preach.
And finally, Chris has actually been making more news in Northern Ireland. So Chris Manon and his partner John Swan got married last week, and they actually had the first same-sex religious wedding in Northern Ireland. So we would like to give our congratulations to Chris and his partner John for getting married and also for having the first same-sex religious wedding in Northern Ireland. Good on you.
Congratulations indeed, and that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, World Wide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.